A caravan of area activists are in Texas right now to raise awareness about refugees, especially children, who are separated from their families and held at the border. One of the organizers, Marcy Epstein, is a University of Michigan lecturer, writer, and social justice activist. And she joins us right now from the scene here on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
Hi there, Lisa.
Where are you right now and what's happening?
I'm here with about 200 to 300 other people of faith from across the country at Tornillo, Texas, at the detention center that's being run by DHS and the Border Protection Group to the United States of America.
What did you find when you got there?
What we find is that we have an unspoken, but approximately somewhere from 800 to 2,200 children being incarcerated in the middle of a desert about 45 minutes outside of El Paso. I'm standing here with about 200 to 300 other people of faith who have come from across the country. It started with a few rabbis, including our own Josh Winston of Temple Beth Emmet in Ann Arbor, who is one of the primary organizers. I'm actually not a primary organizer. I'm an attendee, and I'm a primary organizer for an allied effort to bring cards of messages of hope and prayer and support for the children and the families who are being detained here.
And you actually raised several thousand dollars before leaving as well. What was that for?
We raised about $2,500 and are moving toward $5,000 in order to provide for the material and comfort needs for the children of Tornillo and for the families. Unfortunately, we found that the border has been sealed both for families who want to come in and for the children of Tornillo. Nothing's allowed to go into the camp, and nothing's allowed to come out. They're only allowed to do as they're told and talk twice a week to their families. So we are trying to activate and get the message out about the detention of these children, and we're hoping that our gifts of cards and comfort items might help them in the adjustment of what must be insurmountable trauma.
And just for a little background, in case people aren't familiar, how did the kids end up there to begin with?
The children who are here at this particular detention center are ages 13 to 17 years old. They are boys and girls. They were separated from their families when they hit the border. The families that have been separated are also being processed here and sometimes just released en masse, whatever capricious moment that ICEB decides to release them, to the streets of the general El Paso and La Cruces area. So these children were part of family groups. Sometimes children were sent separately out of acts of desperation in order to reach the United States and find a better and safer life here rather than corrupt governments and untenable situations in countries as wide as Mexico, Cuba, Honduras, Guatemala, and other Central American cultures.
So you, Mary Epstein, traveled from Ann Arbor to Texas with gifts and supplies and handwritten cards, and it sounds like you're not going to necessarily be able to hand them to the kids who are being held in detention there?
That's right. We even considered walking these gifts in transparent packets up to the guards here. But we're told that the group that is subcontracted for this particular camp has hundreds of millions of dollars being brought in to militarize this space. And they have told other groups, many, many support groups in El Paso, that they know best how to meet the needs of the children, which includes potable water from a hydrant about a mile away, which includes basically rations and regimented times outside to play soccer, no freedom to move around. They can't even hug their own siblings, Lisa.
And just to clarify, this is in the United States where you are.
This is in our country. And this group is here to say it's not in our name. We feel that as the northern border, we're joining our brothers and sisters at the south end of our country to say that our America doesn't sanction this behavior. We don't put kids in prison. We don't treat the stranger like this. As people of faith, we embrace the stranger. We know what America is made of, and we embrace the stranger.
How long will you be in Texas, and do you have any hope that you'll actually get to have any contact with the kids being held there?
At this point, I don't have hope of being able to meet with the children, and nor am I pressing on the issue. As people who are coming from out of town, we have to remain sensitive that the groups who are here are doing tremendous amounts of work, and we mustn't rock the boat too much to push our set of goods forward. They are all trying to get into the camp. They are trying to have some sense of supervision, some sense of responsiveness for these children. I'm hoping in the week that we're here that we're able to provide service to the service providers. We have people here from the caravan, from people all over the country who are here to do laundry, to run errands, to prepare meals for 100 to 200 people, to sit with the families themselves and support. But me personally, I feel like I'm here to do whatever is needed. I don't feel compelled to sit with the children themselves. I just want them safe. I want them with their families.
What will you do with the 1,000 handwritten cards that you brought from Ann Arbor to Texas?
They've arrived today at the Hope Water Institute, which is one of the amazing groups that has been stewarding the state of these children, and with many other groups who are providing legal representation and emotional and social support. So Hope Water Institute is going to hold on to these cards, and we know that we will try to get the cards to Tornillo still, and also to the many families who also need the affirmation that we want to provide. We need to send clear messages, and we hope that Hope Water Institute and Annunciation House and so many other groups who are working together here, we're hoping that they'll help us to get this message to the children one way or another.
And once again, what is that message?
The message is that we care about them, that we consider them to be real people. They're not commodities in a nationalist agenda. And they should be with their families. And we know that this is painful. We want them to know that their parents and their extended families and their friends are out here, and that we've not forgotten them, and we won't forget them.
Marcy Epstein, a University of Michigan lecturer, writer, social justice activist from Tornillo, Texas, where she traveled from Ann Arbor with a caravan of area activists this week to raise awareness about refugees, especially children who are separated from their families and held at the border. Thank you so much for sharing this experience with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for putting out the word.